Shir Dalad in Baba Kama continued, Yudal Elohei Tov Shemem Bey, September 2nd, 1982, on Thursday continued.
Construction of the Mishkan, so in Malbishel, but Eifeh didn't exist in the construction of the Mishkan. Eifeh existed in the Kabbalah in the Mishkan, the Lachaponi, appeared. So how can we say, and according to this Pshatim, the first Pshat of the Maharal mentions, that the first Pshat, and the second Pshat of the Maharal mentions, So we have to assume that the Tia Mubashi are not Thomas, are Thomas. The Tia is the Thomas of Ayam, Mubashi is the Thomas of Eifei. But it's not much that way. It's much more that the Tia is an Av. And Mubashi is an Av. On the contrary, Mubashi is more of an Av than Eifei. And the reason is why the Mishnah mentions Eifei, not Mubashi, because Sidure the Pasnoki. The Gemara says Sidure the Pasnoki. So he rejects these two pshat. So what's the mashals? What's the marams pshat? So he now there are two gersoids. One gersoid is the way it appears in our text. The other gersoid is so he accepts the gersoid. The Nitea Mubashal in Tzerech Lasrei say Mishumav they this or told them Mishumitea Chai but he makes one correction. In other words, he strikes out one word, the way he strikes out the way. So how do we read it? We read it as follows. There are two Torahs in cases. So the second Tzerech the Mishumav the Tzerech is how that we Mishmi Kolweav in other words, that in Ochaname, this is Gemara's terence, and that one has to be to spell out the name of the Av to the one who is doing the Telode on Shabbos, and if he doesn't spell out the name of the Av, just the Telode, it's not a good Asroye. They, a riot, that this is so, that the name of that has to be spelled out in Asroye. And it says, Yam Vasho, Ein Tzorich Lasreisei, Ein Tzorich Lasreisei Shema, Vim Yisro, Telodo, Mishom Nitoye, And it says, Yam Vasho, Ein Tzorich Lasreisei Shema, Vim Yisro, Telodo, Mishom Nitoye, Israel. Now let's see inside, the Russian of the Marat. Abraham is a holy Christian, the Akel, who tears out. But the real coin, Shaman, she's the Umash of Tarek, how the Abel Mishkir Shive, the Hain Momatrosi, it takes the shame, Ksuvi Malkla, so the cost of Shaman, the Athens is very. In Kenya, Hatel Tiruzeho, Upir Shatish is Kah, Shekoya Lumne, Shetiri Shezeu Shivitarit Admore, Han David Mishkir Shive, Vitzor Klaas was a told in Mishmo, Kotoy Makola Mohisho in Mishmo, Apple Gavri Tonu of the Minion, Bobe, the Philippa Bodo, after Hochets of Astris are told in Mishmo, Kigashkihon, Niteya, Vizreya. So, Niteya Mubashel. Niteya Mubashel. In Tzorich Lasrei Sei Shema. Now, so what it means that Niteya Mubashel, he doesn't have to be Masrei on the score of any other than Niteya Mubashel. In other words, the Rosh is not smooth, but that's how he explains the case. The Niteya Mubashel in Tzorich Lasrei Sei Mishma. If somebody is Niteya Mubashel, so the Master does not have to mention any other Miloche other than the detail of the Vashon itself. So in other words, the Tzor was facing Mishum Avachir in the other. But what does he have to mention in the case of Niteya Mevashe? He only has to mention, don't be a Niteya, because Niteya itself is an Av. Niteya itself is the same Av, is as much of an Av as a Reya. So why should he, if somebody is a Niteya, so why should he mention the Asroye? Don't be a Zereya. Niteya and Zereya is the same Av. As a matter of fact, the Rambam has two names. He has Telode, he has three names. He has Av, he has Mein Av, and he has Telode. And he has Telode. So if somebody is a Reya, it's an Av. If somebody is a Niteya, it's Mein Av. It's Mein Av. And if somebody, let's say, he plucks out bad twigs that interfere with the proper growth of the plant, and by plucking out the detrimental and poisonous twigs, so he thereby promotes and improves the growth. So Mamele, that's it all there of Niteya, or it all there of Zereya. So in other words, so the Rambam has Av, and he has Mein Av, and he has Telod. Now, Av means Hard Havu Mishkin. But sometimes a certain egg did not exist in the Mishkin in that exact form. But it existed in the Mishkin in a completely similar form. Dimming Gom. So that's called Meina. Now, Zereya is down. Why is Zereya down? Because that existed in the Mishkin. Niteya did not exist in that identical form, in that exact form of Niteya. It did not exist in the Mishkin, but it existed in the Mishkin in the form of Zereya. Isn't there a Dinyan Gomor, a complete analogy between Zereya and Niteya? I mean, what do you do when you sow? So you put seeds into the ground, and what do you do when you plant? You also put something in the ground. So it's not seed. So it's something else. So it's a dimyan gom. So in other words, an Av is called that which existed in that exact form in the Mishkan. Zereya. So that it existed in the Mishkan. It was known in the Mishkan in that exact form. In that exact form, they had to plant certain samoni. So in order to plant it, they put seeds in the ground. Niteya was not used in the Mishkan in that form of Niteya. But it existed in the form of Zriya. And between Zriya and Niteya there is a dimming gomor. So the Magnishna explains it. If a certain meloche is completely similar to that meloche, to that act that was known in the Mishkan, completely similar, not dinyin tzas, but dinyin gomor, then it's not a telode, then it's meina. But, let's say, pruning, zemeya, in other words, blocking out detrimental, poisonous twigs that interfere with the growth, and as a result of blocking it out, so you thereby promote the growth, so that bears a substantial resemblance to Zereya and to Niteya. Because what do you do? What do you accomplish when you put seeds or you put a branch in the ground? You cause growth. You promote growth. And when you block out detrimental poisonous weeds, so you also promote growth. So it bears a substantial, it didn't mean tzatz, a substantial resemblance to that act, to that meloche that existed in the Mishkan, but it doesn't bear an identical resemblance, a complete resemblance, only a substantial resemblance. Not a dimyan gomor, but a dimyan tzas. Then it is a telod. Then it is a telod. So Teisa says, the Maram is here, he strikes out the Av, and he says, that in the Hanameh, you always have to spell out the Av in the Asroi, but an Agraye. So that the Niteya Mubashal in Tzorek Lasreisim Shema. What do you mean? Niteya, you don't have to be Masreim on the score of Zereya. So in other words, you can be masrim and the score of Niteya. Why? Because Niteya itself is made now. Niteya itself is made now. Furthermore, Vimhisro told him Shiniteya, so he's also Chayav. Suppose somebody is Mavrich and Malki. Now, Mavrich and Malki bear the resemblance to Niteya, but Mavrich and Malki does not bear a resemblance to Zereya. So Mimele, if somebody is Mavrich or is Malki, so then the Eidin have to mention the Asroye. Do not be Mavrich, because Mavrich is the Torah of Niteya. So what we see, in other words, and the Eidin cannot say to the Mavrich, do not be Mavrich, because you are higher missing for being a Mavrich. Then you won't be the Asroye, you will not be with Asroye. They have to say, do not be Mavrich, because Mavrich bears a resemblance to Niteya. So we see that whenever someone does it alode, so he has to, the Eidim have to spell out the name of the Av of that alode. And because of that, if somebody is Mavrich or Malkim, so the Eidim have to tell him, don't be Mavrich, because Mavrich is the word of Niteya. And if somebody is in Niteya, they don't have to say, don't be Mavrich, because there is a meloche, and then don't be Niteya, because there is a meloche, because Yachayev Skile and Zereya. No, they tell him, don't be Niteya, because Yachayev Nise and Niteya. Why? Because Niteya itself is Meina. So this is what he says. Ve'i Shleima, Vizeu Shemitaus. How the Avim Mishkin call the Avim Tzorek Vasa to Lodim Mishmo? De Niteya, the Vashu, in Tzorek Vasa Vesim Shema. What does it mean, Mishma? Mishum Zereya. Vimisho tolde. What does it mean tolde? Mavrich Malki. Mishum Niteya. Chayav. Why? Because Niteya is the Av of Mavrich Malki. And so Niteya is at the same level mamish as the Reya, because it's very Av. It bears a complete resemblance to the Reya. So we see that in every case of Itilode, so the Eidim have to spell out the name of that. The Niteya Mevashel in Tzorech Lasreise Mishma. That means Mishim Zereya. But Tzorech Lasreise Mishim Niteya, because Niteya is Meinav of Zereya. Vim Hisro Niteya Mishim Zelode, Vim Hisro Tode Mishim Niteya, Chayev. If he was master the Mavrich and the Malki, and the underscore of Niteya is Chayev, because Niteya is an Av, Niteya is not the Lord. This is the Mav. This is the Marav. Now, there is the Tiferet Shmuel. So he says, the Tiferet Shmuel says that we can accept both Gersoids. The Gil said, we have now text, they Niteya Mivashel, in Tzorech Vasreis in Shemor, Vim Hisro Mishmatulo de Chayev, that the Gil said, we have, and we can accept the other Gil said. The other Gil said, the Niteya Mivashel in Tzorech Vasreis in Shemor, Vim Hisro Tovim Shemiteya is Chayev. So, look in the Tiferet Shmuel. So he says, so we can accept both guesses, and both guesses we can explain in the same way. Both guesses. Well, he can finish at this is an hour of the Hebrew. She both tells the Shlish. There are people who need to tell him, not as the Marsha, you see. In other words, so the pshat by the first Shmuel is not like any of the pshatim that the Maram mentions and rejects, and it's not like the pshat of the Maram's own pshat. It's not like Maram's own pshat, but we can accept both Yosoids, and it doesn't modify, you see. It doesn't modify the first Torah Teres and Eisves, nor does it modify the second Teres and Eisves, as the Maram says, but it's a third Teres. It's a third. So in other words, according to the Tzaddik Shmuel, there are three Torahs in this. The first Torah is that the reason is why the Gemara doesn't give the Torahs, that the Nav is that has to be spelled out in the Asoyer for the Torah. So the Gemara doesn't give the Torahs because there is no such halacha. You don't have to be master of the Torah and the Skolda. Then there is a second Torah that you do have to be master with the Lord and the scholar down. And this is, why doesn't the Gemara say it? That's what the Gemara means. Then there is a third act. What's the third act? Shebobi Tavis Tirshus. The Afiru in Yitzolayim. Yitzolayim Tahasas. Hati Lord in Shema'a. Vi Yuas, Hati in Shema'atzmei, Lord Yechaye. Hati in Hoche, Lord Yema, in Shemhoche, Kol Yav, in Keith, Mishuma bidu biyadara in his or told this niteya mishniteya namechay. That's a correct address. Behind the Vashe, the Kay in name of the Shinsa, having Mishum Shitsol Raskis, I told me the Mishuma, Lomu Hoshi Niteya Mikasha, the Telekom, the Lomu Hoshes, Ella Babai, the Lomu Mishum Zehoshiba. Now let's go back to the Rosh Hashanah. And that shot, we can say, in both your sense. Now let's first understand that third territory is according to the Kriya Sevilla. Behaving the Niteya Mubash, in other words, the first territory was there is no such requirement that the Avi have to spell out the name of the Av in that sense. The second territory is there is such Av. And this is what, so why doesn't the Gemara say, the Hach, the tzorich lahaskia the asroya havav the hach the lo yahav the ein yochim the ein so the ein maskia the asroya havav the lode. That's what the Gemara means. That's the second teret. Then the third teret is similar to the second teret in regard to the point that the research halacha that whenever someone is masre, a person who does it the lode, so he has to be masre, the one who does the Tavode and the score of the Av, but that's not what the Gemara says. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara couldn't say that the Av, by definition, is that and the score of which the Tavode has to be Muslim. The Gemara couldn't say it because we find certain Tavodes, where you don't have to be master the telode and the score of his act. What kind of telodes do we find? So, for example, niteya or mivash. So niteya is a telode. Niteya is a telode of zireya. Mivash is a telode. Of enfe. So your kashi is so and there is but and the aloha is that if somebody is in Niteya, so they didn't tell him, don't be Niteya, because there is a chiyuv misa for Niteya, so it's a good aspect. If somebody, let's say, will pluck out twigs, it's a total zereya. And, or let's say somebody will pour water over grass. Mashkes azoy. According to most Hashem. So it's a total observation. So, in such a case, if the Eidim will tell the person who pours water over Zroy, don't pour water over Zroy, because there is a few, he said, that Zroy is not in the Zroy. Why? Because there is a requirement, there is a halacha, that when one is master, a person who does it the Lord day, so he has to spell out the name of the Av. But They are certain told this. Well, you don't have to mention our design. If you are master, a person who waters holy, then you have to be mentioned. You have to mention that. The Zreya. But if somebody is Niteya, you don't have to mention. You don't have to mention Yah. You can just mention Niteya. So it's a right. So Mele, we couldn't, Gemara couldn't give the text. Hach, the Tzorich, the Haskir, the Asriose, Yah, the Hach. Hach, the Eni Maskir, the Asriose. So have it all. Because if the Gemara gave the text, so then it would follow that if somebody is Masri Niteya, so he has to spell out Zreya. And he doesn't have to spell out Zreya. So that's why the Gemara gives a different text. How do we have a Mishkin Chshive? How do we have a Mishkin Chshive? But then the question arises. Monefsha. If we say, so according to the Tefer Shmuel, Shad, and you'll see that the thesis of Rosh Hashanah Betis, that's why I mentioned the Tefer Shmuel, Shad. Because if it had been mentioned the Shmuel Betis, I would say it's not even Shad. But we see that the thesis of Rosh says that. What the Tefer Shmuel says in Tesis, the Tesis of Rosh in Shibuka Betzes says it. Says it. In his own name, I mean, in Tesis of Rosh, not in the name of Tesis. So, really, it's very mistaken that this is what Tesis meant. If the Tesis of Rosh can say it, why couldn't Tesis mean that? After all, many times the Tesis of Rosh says the same thing that Tesis says. Most of the time. That is, the Solosh says the same thing with our teachings. So the question arises, how can we explain this deen? Monashah, if teachers in the third text, and the teachers of Solosh says the same thing, they agree with the shite of teachers in the second Losh, that in Hanami, whenever someone is master, a telode, a person who does a telode, so he has to spell out in the asroye the name of the Av. Mimele, it follows that if a person will water asroye, so then the lady, they have to tell him, don't water asroye. There is a chiyuv mise for being mashke asroye, because mashke asroye is a telode of Zreya. But if somebody will be niteya on Shabbos, and Niteya, is it a lode of Zreya? So they can say to him, don't be Niteya. There is a real reason. They don't have to say, don't be Niteya, because Niteya is it a lode of Zreya, and there is a real reason for Zreya. They don't have to say. Why is the Asroye directed to address to the Niteya different than the Asroye that is addressed to Imashke Zreya? Now both Mashke Zroyim is a Tolde of Zreya and Niteya is a Tolde of Zreya. So if somebody is Masre a Mashke Zroyim, he has to spell out the Zreya. If somebody is Masre a Niteya, which is also a Tolde of Zreya, he doesn't have to mention Zreya. Why? Now, so that can be explained in accordance with the Shite of the Rach that we mentioned already. The Rach Shite in Shabbos is that not only is there such a thing as tolde, there is such a thing as tolde di tolde. There is a tolde, that's the first derivative. And there is a tolde di tolde, that's a second derivative. A second derivative. In other words, why do we have to resort to a tolde di tolde? Because sometimes a certain act bears a resemblance to that meloche that existed in the Mishnah. And then there is another act that bears a resemblance to the tolde of the Meloche that exists in the Mishnah. But it does not bear resemblance to the Meloche that existed in the Mishnah. That existed in the Mishnah. So Mimele, there is Aloche of Tolde di Tolde. So in other words, there is Aloche of Tolde. What does Tolde mean? In other words, in order to be considered the Meloche the Raisi, so it must be that kind of an act of labor that was known in the Mishnah, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But suppose one does a type of labor that did not exist in the Mishkan, but it bears a substantial resemblance to that labor that existed in the Mishkan, it's also Meloche, even though it didn't exist in the Mishkan. Suppose there is a type of labor that bears a substantial resemblance to a kind of labor that bears a resemblance to the kind of labor that existed in the Mishnah. So if there hadn't been aloche of itoli of the second derivative, so then the second derivative wouldn't acquire a shem aloche. It can only acquire a shem aloche if it bears a resemblance to the labor, to the act that existed in the Mishnah. But if it bears a resemblance to an act that bears a resemblance to an act that existed in the Mishnah, that is not constituted eternal life. But there is aloche of the second ability of the told and told. So the Rach Dafayin Gimur, he says there is a told and told. So the Rach says, Hazeneya is Chayomish Meteya, and Hamabrich the Amarkif is Hamiteya Chayomish is told in Israel. The Fangim, the Rach says, that Meteya is the told of Zerea, Mabrich Umarkif is the told of Meteya, Vyeish told of the Lord. In other words, because Mabrich Umarkif bears a substantial resemblance to Niteya. Niteya bears a substantial resemblance to Zerea. So Mimele, Mabrich Umarkif also becomes a Meloche. And there's a Chiyuvise, there's a Chiyuv Chatos. Because on the basis of a Haloche of Tolde Nitolde, what does Tolde mean? Tolde means Deime. And Tolde Nitolde means Deime with Deime. Even though, I mean, if it's Deime with Deime, means that there is a diminution in the resemblance. Because there is no direct resemblance. It's an indirect resemblance. It bears a resemblance to Niteya, and Niteya bears a resemblance to Zerea. So Mimele, there is aloche of Tolde Tolde. That's the Rashi. I don't know of any other Rishi who agrees with this Shit of Rash. But there is aloche of Tolde Tolde. Apparently, I mean, that pshat of the first nation, which is the Shit of the Tesis of Rosh Hashanah, as you'll soon see. So Mimele is based upon the Rach's concept of Tolde Tolde. So Mimele will, and the Tesis of Rosh says that there is a chiyuv. He says in one lashon that there is a chiyuv to, there is a requirement of spelling Aliyah in the Asroya for the Tolde. But even so, if somebody is in Teya, so you don't have to spell out Zerea. If somebody is Mashke Tzroi, if somebody plucks out twigs, detrimental, poisonous twigs, is his email, then in the Asroya you have to spell out Zerea. And if you don't spell out Zerea, if they didn't tell the person who is Zerea, who plucks out the poisonous twigs, don't pull out poisonous twigs, because Yachayimise is not Chayimise, that soy is not really the soy. They didn't have to tell the Zerea, don't pluck out poisonous twigs, because that's a telode of Zerea, and there is a Chayimise for Zerea. Then is Chayimise. But if someone waters roim, so he has to spell out the da. But if somebody is niteya, so he can just mention the soye. Don't be niteya. There is a chiyuv nisa for niteya without mentioning that niteya is the tolde of zereya. Why is this different? The answer is there are two kinds of telodes. There is a telode that does not have its own derivative. And there is a telode that has its own derivative. So Zeimeya does not have its own derivative. Zeimeya is a telode of Zerea, and there it ends. It cannot be subdivided and have its own derivative. Mashenke Niteya has its own derivative also. On one hand, it's a derivative of Zerea. On the other hand, it has its own derivative. It's a father too. It's not only a child, it's a father, it's a parent. It has its own divinity. What is the divinity of Niteya? Mavrich Malki. Mavrich Malki. Mavrich Malki, if you get it. So in other words, when do we have to mention the Av in the Hasoye for the Tovah? Only if the Tovah is not an Av in itself. Does not have its own Tovah. Does not have its own divinity. But if the Tovah has its own divinity, it's also a parent, a source of Adam Boris. So then it has the same role as an Av. It has the same role as an Av, and Mimela, you don't have to mention in the Asoya for the Niteya the Av of the Rebbe, because it enjoys, to a certain extent, it enjoys the status of an Av. So, but in final analysis, there is a similarity between the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Rach. The Rambam has Av, and he has Mein Av, and he has the Lord. What is Mein Av? Mein Av means that it bears a total resemblance, a full resemblance to that Pluloche that existed in the Shita. What is the Lord? A substantial resemblance, not a full resemblance. So the Rambam calls it Meina. The Rabbi Hananel doesn't call it Meina. Av is that which existed in the Mishkan. That which did not exist in the Mishkan in that exact form is not an Av. But there are two kinds of derivatives. There is a derivative that bears a full resemblance to that Meloche that existed in the Mishkan. So, that kind of a derivative can have its own derivatives. Because, while it's a derivative, but it's a derivative of Zereya by virtue of the full resemblance that it bears to Zereya. So, Mimele, since it's a derivative of Zereya by virtue of the full resemblance, so it can have its own reason. It can have its own derivative. But Mashke Zroim or Zeimeir is a Telode of Zereya by virtue of a Tzaz Dimyim, not Dimyim Gomor. That's the expression coined by the Magnish. In other words, a substantial resemblance, not a full resemblance, not a Dimyim Gomor. So that kind of a Telode that becomes a Meloche, that is constituted in Meloche by virtue of a substantial resemblance to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan, cannot have its own derivatives. So in other words, it's in final analysis, there is a similarity between the concept mentioned by the Rambam and the concept mentioned by the Rach, except that they use different terminology. The Rambam uses the terminology of Meinav, and he has three categories: Av, Meinav, and Telodeh. Av means that Meloche that existed in the Mishkan in that exact form, and Meinav means something did not exist in the Mishkan, but it bears a full resemblance to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan. And then we have Telodeh, that a type of labor that bears a substantial resemblance, Tzaz Dimyan, to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan. So the Rach is the same concept in final analysis. But whereas the Rambam calls that type of labor that bears a full resemblance to the labor that exists in Mishkan Mein Av, the Rabbi Hananel calls it a lot. So in other words, so this aloche that you have to spell out the name of the Av in the Hasroy of the Telode applies only to a Telode that is in Meloche by virtue of Iktsaz Dimyan to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan. But it doesn't apply to a Meloche that is constituted in the Meloche by virtue of a Dimyan Gomor, of a full resemblance. So Mimele, so that's what Esa says in the third Eretz. This is the Tiferet Shmuel Tzushav, and that we'll soon see that this is what says. that we kicked Gemore, couldn't give the terrors. Hach, we must be tzorich lahaskia basroye. Have a ham. We hach, we ain't maskia basroye, we ain't tzorich lahaskia basroye. Have a terode. Because it's not like that. Niteya is a terode. Why is Niteya a terode? Because Niteya was not in the mission. Mivashe is a terode. Why is Mivashe? Why is Mivashe? And you ask, it was the Mishkan. So we have to say, it was not, even though it was the Mishkan, but it wasn't Chshiv. Mivashel wasn't Chshiv. Eife was Chshiv. So in other words, that can accord with the Roshim in the next stages. That in order to be considered an Av, so that depends upon Chshiv. So Mivashel is not Chshiveh. Eife is Chshiveh. Why is Mivashel not Chshiveh? And Eife is not Chshiveh? Well, so, because Mivashel, even though it existed in the construction of the Mishkan, but in the Mishkan it did not enjoy such Chshiveh. Mashein ki Eife, that was used in the Kobones, Lachamaponim. So that enjoyed Chshiveh in the Mishkan. And as I said before, I mean, not last year, but before last year, when we discussed the Gemara about how the Mishkan Chshiveh, that Chshiveh doesn't mean Chshiveh in popular, in convention. I mean, so today, according to American convention, so playing golf is a very Chshiveh act. So that wouldn't be constituted Tmoroche just because today it is Choshev. So the Maram says it means something that is Choshev in the Zman HaMishkin. What does it mean, the Zman HaMishkin? The Zman HaMishkin, you had Egyptians, you had all kinds of peoples, and certain acts were very Choshev among them. So it means in the Zman HaMishkin, in the Midbar, but not Dafke in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but in connection with the Avedas HaKabbalas in the Mishkan. So Eife was Choshev in the Mishkan. It didn't exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it was a very Choshev act, Eife, in Lech Naponi, in the Midbar. So Mivashe, while it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it wasn't such a Choshev act, Mivashe. Not relative, on a relative scale. So Eifel was much more Choshev, because the Meloche, the labor of Eifel, was used in the course of the Avedas HaMishkan, in Lech Naponim, in the affairs of Lech Naponim. So the Mele, so the third tenet says, that in Lech Naponim, there is such a requirement, that when one is Masre Itelode, so he has to mention in the Asroye, the Av of the Telode. But the Gemara couldn't say, Hach b'tzorich lahaskir, the Asroye have the Av, because it's not so. They are certain, they are certain Meloches that are Telodes, and still, he doesn't have to mention it's out in that way. For example, Meite. Niteya is a Telode. Telode of Zereya. Telode of Zereya. So, why? And Mivashel is a Telode. Mivashel is a Telode of Eve. Of Eve. Still, if somebody is a Niteya, somebody is a Mivashel, so that in that story he doesn't have to mention Eife. In that story he doesn't have to mention Zeraya. Why not? But there is a loche that every telode. So in that story for the telode, you have to spell out it's out. The answer is it's only if it is a telode by virtue of a substantial resemblance to the out. Mashaikin, if it is a telode by virtue of the full resemblance to the out. And because of that, it can have its own derivative, its own telode, so then it enjoys the same chshives as the av itself. Because so in Mele, you can just mention Das Roye, this Delode, because this Delode is a more significant Delode. It's a Delode by virtue of the full resemblance it bears to the Meloche that exists in the Mishnah. Some Mele. When do you have to mention Da'av in Das Roye if it becomes a Meloche by virtue of a Tzazdin, of a substantial resemblance? Mashke Zoye or Zeyme. So Das Roye is not a complete Das Roye unless you mention the Av of Zeymeh, the Av of Mashke Zoye, name is Reya. Mashenke, if you have to be master someone who is in Iteya, someone who is in Vashel, so true Niteya is a Tolbe of Zereya. But it's a Tolbe of Zereya by virtue of the Dimyin Gomu that it bears to Zereya. Mivashel is a Tolbe of Eife by virtue of the Dimyin Gomu it bears to Eife. So where it is a Telode that bears a Dimyin Gomu to the Meloche that existed in the Mishkin? Birshives. So then you don't have to spell out that. You don't have to spell out that. But Mimele, it means that there are certain Telodes where you don't have to mention that. So Mimele, you could not say that Hach, the Tzorich Lahaski of the Mishknava, the Hach, the Tzorich Lahaski of Miloch Acheres, have a Telode. Because the Teya and the Vashel, so he doesn't have to be maskia Zereya. He doesn't have to be maskia Eife. And being Yisro, Mishumatelo, the Chayev. In other words, if that's a common power, so the first Shmuel's Pshat can be applied according to our verse and according to the other verse. V'mihisro meshantolod ha'chayev. In other words, if he's master the neteya, mishum de telode, on the score of neteya, if he's master the mevashe, on the score of the telode, on the score of the mevashe, he's also chayev. So, v'atuloch v'choshen v'chayev kol gomu. So that's a chayev, it's not enough. Now, in other words, why does he say this? Because maybe we should say, like the Rambam, that it is enough. So he says, no, it's not enough. Niteya is not enough. Niteya is a telode. But it's a more significant telode. It's a telode that is constituted by virtue of the Dimyin Gomu that it bears to Zereya. Mivashel is a telode of Eife by virtue of the full resemblance, the Dimyin Gomu it bears to Eife. Now, this is Vashmer. Now, let's see. So far, the Rosh is saying, like the first Teretz in Pesach, that there is no requirement that to spell out the Av in the Lord. That if he doesn't spell out the Av in the soil, he just spells out the Lord in the soil, it's higher. But even if he spells out just the Av, not the Lord, is also higher. But he doesn't have to spell out after that. That's not your first time. And mere mentioning that the Lord itself is not enough. If somebody, let's say, plucks out twigs, detrimental twigs, so they have to spell out and tell the person, don't pluck out the... Because the Av is Reya, the Av is Eife, but when he's master the Niteya, he doesn't have to spell out Zereya. When he's master the Mevashel, he doesn't have to spell out it. Why? That's the answer. That's it. In line with the Shita of the Rach. Because while Niteya is Itolode of Zereya, but it's a different, there are two types of Tilode. It's a Tilode that it is constituted as in Loche by virtue of Idim in Gom. But when do we have to spell out the Av in the Meloche of the Tilode? Only when the Tilode is constituted into Meloche by virtue of Iktsaz Dimyen. Then, since there is only Iktsaz Dimyen, then you have to mention the Av. But if it is counted in Lohe by virtue of Idim Gombo, full resemblance, you don't have to mention that. Alright. So he says, Din Kemi Tei on the Vashal Ebovis, the Yitzor Lahasna de Mishamav Achir, the Kaimu Talmude, the Reblezer, Loimana Lei Badovis, At Kan Lishem Tei Sviyamos. Alright. So that is the Pshat of the Tarash Shmuel, and that is the Shite of the Tei Sviyamos. The Tei Sviyamos says it himself. Now, one of the pshotim that the Maram mentions, which he rejects, is that we are geres. We are geres. The aim, the nitea mevashe, in tzorech lasrei se mishmar, the mischo told them mishum nitea yischai. The mischo told them mishum nitea yischai. And what does it mean, told them mishum nitea? So one pshat that the Maram mentions, which the Maram rejects, that it means, V'nisho told the Mavrich Malki Mishum Niteya. Mishum Niteya. So that means Shuniteya Chai. So, and according to that pshat that the Maram mentions, which the Maram himself rejects, so it modifies the first Teretz. What was the first Teretz in thesis? That the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't say, Hach v'tzorich lahaski v'yashoye ha'v'le'av. Hach. Because there is no such aloche that you have to be maskier in the asroye, the av of the tilode. You don't have to be maskier. If you mention in the asroye an alien, something that is not its av, so then it's kimaligalov, so it's just, so it's not asroye. But if you don't mention the av altogether, just the tilode, so it's a good asroye. A raya, so he says, the alien, that there is no such requirement that the av of a meloche should be spelled out in the asroi of the tolde, because if somebody is in itea mevashel, so he doesn't have to. We know that when someone is in itea, so the edim or amasra in itea do not have to mention zereya. If somebody is in mevashel, the edim or amasra that is the mevashel do not have to mention eife. Vim hisro told them mishem itea chayev. And furthermore, not only is it good asroye if the niteya himself, if it's mentioned to the niteya himself, don't be niteya, because there is a chiyuv missing. Not only in that case is the asroye good asroye. Furthermore, even if the meloche consists of mavrich hamalki, and the edi tell the mavrich hamalki, don't be mavrich hamalki, because mavrich hamalki is the tolde of niteya. So it's also chayav, even though they don't say, they don't mention that the av of Mavrich Malki Vizreya still is chayav. So that's a raya, that there is no such requirement that when somebody does a telode, so they even have to mention the av of the telode. Because if there had been such a requirement, that when one does it telode, so the Eidim have to mention the av of the telode, so then it would follow that when someone is Mavrich and Malki, and the Eidim tell him, don't be Mavrich and Malki, because there is a chiyuv mise, there is a chiyuv mise, because Mavrich and Malki he told of the teya, it shouldn't be a good asroi. They didn't mention the ultimate av is Reya, not the teya. Not the teya. So in other words, so that pshat, that is the pshat that the Maram mentions, and they reject it. But curiously, so the Chibuk Betzes mentions in the name of Gilgen Teisves, in the name of Teisves, in accordance with that pshat that the Maram mentions and the Maram rejects. Now, so the less and that Gimel Chibuk Betzes. The second line from the end of the first column. מדבדים לו מדעו. הוא יקוס בואי ביטס. ואיד נתן על מבשל וכו'. פיר זה כוי על קושי לא לשאיר. שום הוא דנפקי מיני שצורך להסליץ. על התילו עוד נשמע. כאילו למעלה אם יישא כמו שאמרתו. That if it is true, as the Maksha assumed in his Kashya, that there is a requirement of spelling out the Tilode down in the Ashoye for the Tilode in Kei, Hoyolim makes the Teyam Vashal Badovis Loches, Sharim Zot Lasses Benishma. And that, Viloyeid, Eloshetil is Achelim Zot Lasses Ben, Mishun Teyam Vashal. In other words, and so, if we are going to assume, as Teisves assumed in the original Kashya, on the basis of the Gemara Daf Kuf Chof Ches, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, in Shabbos, of Misham, Mishamai Master, that whenever a person does a Telode, so they have to spell out the Av of that Telode. In other words, if somebody is Misham, assuming that Misham is a Telode of Merakit, so the Asroye is not a good Asroye, unless the name Merakit is spelled out by the Eidim. So then it should follow. So then it should follow that if somebody is Niteya, so the Eidim have to mention Zeraya. If somebody is Mevashel, the Eidim have to mention Dasroye, Eidim. It's not so. We know. It is well known that if somebody is Niteya, so the Eidim do not have to spell out in Dasroye, Zeraya. If somebody is Mevashel, the Eidim do not have to spell out in the Asroye, Eive. So, then you have to say, it's an Av. But it's not an Av. How do we know it's not an Av? If Niteya had been an Av, not at all, it should be listed in Kol Godol. It's not misled in Kol Godol. If Mevashel had been an Av, it should be listed in Kol Godol. Mevashel is not listed in Kol Godol. What does it show? That Niteya is a Tolde. Tolde of what? Of Zeraya. What does it show? That Mevashel is a Tolde. A Tolde of what? Of Eive. Of Eve. So, if you are going to say that whenever your master told it, you have to spell out the Av, so then the Aloha should be. Whenever your master, the Niteya, you have to mention Zriye. Whenever your master, the Mivashal, you have to mention Afiye. And you don't have to mention Afiye. Furthermore, not only don't you have to mention Eve to the Mivashal, not only don't you have to be maskia, Zriya to the Niteya, but if somebody is a Mabrich and a Malki, so you mention, so you can mention the Asroye instead of mentioning Zereya. You can mention the Asroye. You can mention Niteya. But Niteya is it only its own. So we see from that there is no haloche that the Av of Imloche has to be spelled out in the Asroye for the Torah. In the Av. Well, it has to be mentioned. Of course, it can be mentioned, but it's not imperative that it should be mentioned. So, Mimele, the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz hach the tzorich lahaskia ba'asroya haval hach the ini tzorich lahaskia ba'asroya havitavode, because it's not like that. It's not like that. That you don't have to be maskia the av in the asroya for the tavode. That's what I thought. So I mean, that's how the Gilgen Ateisves explains the expression in Teisves. They in Niteya Mevashel in Tzorich Vasreisei Shemaav in Tzorich Vasreisei Shemaav Vim Hischo Tolde. That means Mavrich Valki Mishum Niteya Chayim. Now, but even according to that pshat, we have to say that it has to accord with the concept mentioned by the Rach. Because he says, "V'mishcho tolde mavrich malkiv mishmiteya." What do you mean? "V'mishcho tolde mavrich malkiv mishmiteya." What's the shayches of mavrich malkiv mishmiteya? Mavrich malkiv is a tolde, and niteya is a tolde of zereya. Niteya. The answer is there is a tolde and there is a tolde of the Lord. So in other words, so it's the same like the Shitzis Rosh, but where is according to the Shitzis Rosh? So even if we say the generally speaking, when you are master to Lode, you have to spell out down. But in connection with Niteya and Mevashel, you don't have to spell out down. Why? Because there are two types of telodes. There is a telode that is constituted into a telode on the basis by virtue of a substantial resemblance. Ktsazdinyan. Then, in such a case, you have to mention in the Asroye that if the telode is only constituted into meloche by virtue of a ktsazdinyan. And then there is another type of a telode, a more significant telode, where it's constituted into a meloche by virtue of a full resemblance, which the Rambam calls it meinah, but the Rach and Tesis call it telode. Call it a lot. If you want, you can say it's a matter of semantics. All right, I don't know. I don't think it's just a matter of semantics. But the Rach calls it. The Rach calls it. The Rambam calls it Meinad, and the Rach calls it a lot. But according to the Tesis of Rosh, so even though we assume, even if we assume that generally speaking, you have to spell out down in the Asroya for the Telode. But in regard to a Telode like the Teyom Vashel, you don't have to spell out. According to the Gilgin Tesis, once we assume that, generally speaking, in connection with the Telode that is constituted into Meloche by virtue of Iktsaz Dinyan, that in the Asroye for that Telode, you have to spell out that. So even in the Asroye of the Telode that is constituted into a Meloche, as by virtue of a full dinyan, of a dinyan gomo, you also have to spell out. That's the difference between the thesis of Rosh and the Gilgal thesis. Now, as far as the Pshat is concerned, so we can explain it like the thesis of Rosh, and we can explain it like the Gilgal thesis. Alright. Horegasino. Now again, we learned that this, so we'll go over it again. Horegasino. How the Habib Mishkan, Shive Korea, how the Habib Mishkan Shive Korea to Lord? If you have your say, Bola, Uke, Kamam Lochis, Shalah Yoshubi, Hoyo Mishkan, the Tone is still the real with Lochis. Kamina Jay Bamatin, Hey Melo Akoshi Mikakala Gole, the Haina Achnosi, Umeshi, Vidutahas. So that means, according to this girl say, so there were many melochis that existed in the Mishkan, but they did not have the status of an av. Why? Because they are not kosher. These the girl say, how the Mishkan will she call it av? How do we have a Mishkan? The loich she will call it lode. The girl says, so it's all the way by the way it out. How she will have a Mishkan if have it lode. So it's mashma. That only, so it's mashma on Russian thesis. And this is what Marshall points out. This is what Maram points out. That only according to the second Yoshe. So there are two prerequisites to be called an av. One is having Mishkan. Number two, Chshive. But according to the first Yoshe, there are no two prerequisites. So what is the prerequisite according to the first Yoshe? We couldn't say just having Mishkan. Because Thesis itself says that having Mishkin itself is not sufficient. So then we have to say, according to the first girl, say, so Chshive is the thing that constitutes it into a Meloche, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkin. So the question is, so what does it mean, Chshive? What is Chshive? You'll take a poll among the people and you'll ask them, what kind of labor is Choshev? What kind of labor is not Choshev? So the Maram says, that which was choshu in this man Mishkan. So again, the same question arises. That which was choshu in this man Mishkan, it's a subjective thing. So you have to take a poll. Among whom? Among the Mitzrim, among the Amalekim, among the Zainanim, among the Jews, I mean. So it means that which was choshu in the Midbar. What's the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it was choshu? If a certain type of labor was done in the course of the Aveide, in the Mishkan, that's the criteria. That's the best riot. That is a Choshev act. Afiyah is a Choshev act. Afiyah. Why? Because Afiyah was done in the course of the Aveide, in the Mishkan. Lechem Aponim. So Zereya was a Hoshevect. It's a Hoshevect. Because without Zereya, you couldn't even have the full mission. There are certain Samonim, so certain raw materials that were indispensable for the construction of the mission. And without Zereya, you couldn't have these raw materials. So it's a Hoshevect. So Hoshev means also a mission. So according to the first Girsay intake, according to the first Loshon Tetzaveis, what constitutes an Av? That which existed in some form, in a similar form, in connection with the construction of the mission. Now, so let's say, Eife did not exist in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in connection with the Aved in the Mishkan, but in the Midbar. But it did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in the exact form, in the exact form, it didn't exist, even. But it existed in a similar form, because Mevashel existed in connection with construction mission. At the same time, it was Choshev. How do we know that it was Choshev? It was Choshev in the Midbar. How do we know it was Choshev in the Midbar? Because that Meloche of Apie existed in the course of Aveidah the Mishkan, Aveidah the Midbar. Isn't that the best criterion that determines that this was a very Choshev type of labor? It was done in connection in the course of the Aveidah. This is what Maram did. Then there is another girsa. How they have it, the Tetzes here doesn't mention, but Tetzes in Perek Hazeret mentions. Hach the have the mishki. Hach the have the mishki is chshive v'kol yav. Hach the loy have the mishki loy chshive v'kol yav. That girsa is not here, but Tetzes doesn't mention here that girsa, but Tetzes Tzadik Vov in Shabbos mentions that other girsa. So in other words, so there are three shittes. What constitutes an av? One the girls say, the first girls say here in this Tetzes is chshives. What does it mean chshives? Chshives in the midbar. Chshives in the midbar. And then it had to exist in a similar form. So Eife is an av. Why is it an av? It's chshives. How do you know it's choshev? In the midbar. It took place in the course of the Avedis in the midbar, Lechem Aponim. So it's Choshev. And it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in a similar form. Not in the exact form of Reife, but in a similar form, in the form of Bishl. After all, I mean, Bishl and Apie, I mean, boiling and baking, I mean, are very similar. There is a different goal between them. So since it existed L'chol HaPochas in a similar form, in connection with the construction of the mission, and it was Choshev in the mission, because it existed in the course of the Aveidah in the Midbar, some Mele it's an Av. Then there is the second Girsa, that there are two prerequisites. It has to be Choshev, and it has to exist in the mission. And then there is a third Girsa. Anything that existed in the Mishkan, even though it was not Choshev, in the Midbar itself, it did not enjoy any special status, this type of labor, so it is enough. So Tesis says the Kashi. Now Tesis in Shabbos.
Now.
Garse. How do you wish to see the call out? The how do you wish to see the call out? Who is a wish to the have a wish to get in that cage? In that cage, who must get oil, the Lichshiva, the way have the oil. The hay in the Mishkan, there was all such calls on it, but still it's called it a lode. Why? Because it wasn't kosher. I mean, it wasn't indispensable for the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan could have existed even with Ashkor Ezra, even without Ashkor Ezra. But the fact is that the Israelites did resort to that kind of labor in the Mishkan. But it wasn't kosher. V'chein yigasino d'havu v'mishkan uchshi v'kor yav. Avo yigasino how d'havu v'mishkan echshive v'kor yav. How do we have a mission? We have a mission. 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 So then the question is, but they were in the mission. You see, Tesi says, "Klamim fan matenim, heim helu akoshi mikal kalagole." The high achnose, and the Gemara says in Perek Hazeri that achnose is it alone. Hitzoy is an av, but achnose means taking in the chetetz, carrying the chetetz from the rishus rabim to rishus hayochid. Hitzoy is the reverse, so taking out the chetetz from the rishus hayochid to rishus rabim. So Hitzoy is an av. Why? Because Aliyetz Yishmin came in. Aliyetz Yishmin came in. So that's spelled out in the Torah. But Hachnose is not spelled out in the Torah. So that's the law there. But the question is, according to the Dirse, anything that existed in the Mishkan, even if it wasn't Choshe, so constitutes it into an Av. So in Melech, that should be considered as an Av. And Gemara says in Azirik that Hachnose is the law there, the beginning of Azirik. So I mentioned that already. Because Hitzoye is unique. Teisa says in Shabbos that pays that Hitzoye is a melachic way. Teisa says that's the reason as to why the Gemara has to resort to a special pasuk of Yeti Ishmin Kenim. Al Yeti Ishmin Kenim. So without the pasuk, so Hitzoye wouldn't even be a melachic. What is there a pasuk regarding Sive? Is there a pasuk regarding Rigabi Ketzer? Is there a pasuk regarding Mavia? I mean, Mavia, there is a pasuk. Is there a pasuk regarding Makibi Patish? There is no pasuk. But still, it's a Meloche. Why is it a Meloche? Because how to have a Mishkan. So why is Itzoy different? So Tesla says, because Itzoy is a Meloche way. And the Mele, it could not be constituted a Meloche by virtue of the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. Why is Itzoy a Meloche way? Because in every Meloche, other than Itzoye, so there is, you produce something, you write, you produce atheists, you are thinking, you produce something. There is Yitzira, there is an act of creating. Mashiach and Itzoye, you don't produce anything. The same object that was in the Mishnah, now is in the Mishnah. The same object that was here, so now it's Dalai Lama is away. So that's a Meloche period. There is no creation, there is no Yitzira, there is no producing, there is no production. So the Mele, without a special pasuk of Aliyei Tishrei, so it wouldn't be constituted a Meloche. So the Mele, there is no kasha. There is no kasha. Yes, according to that Gilsay, that how the Havim Mishkan Chshive we call it Av, how the Havim Mishkan Loi Chshive we call it Lode. So that means that anything that was in the Mishkan is already an Av, and still, if Achnosi is called it Lode, the answer is since it's always a Meloche Kruye. So without existing the Mishkan, it wouldn't even become it Lode. In regard to other Meloches, so if it existed in the Mishkan, it's an Av. And even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, but if something bears a resemblance to something that exists in the Mishkan, it's already a Talodeh. Masha'inkin regarding Tzoye, if it didn't exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, it wouldn't even become a Talodeh because it's a Meloche Kruye. So in order to become a Talodeh, it must exist in the Mishkan. In order to become an Av, there must be a Pasuk. So maybe there is no kasha. All right.
Shir Hay in Bava Kama, Yud Daniel Hay Tov Shem Mem Beis, September 5th, 1982, on Sunday.
Now, I didn't think that we went over the Rashi. When Gemara says, Hochemai, Gemara says, just that base on the base, on top. So Gemara says, now, no, this atumis asher l'shevazera bitomem mes. Till the same laugh can use it. You will all be tamu on the kelim. You will told this ochel u'mashke b'tamu on the kelim lo yitam. Hochemai, Omar afopei v'ishnen kayitzidem v'ishnen laugh can use it. So Gemara inquired, what is the status of toldes in Ezekiel? Whether it's kayitzidem or laugh can use it. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Hochemai, till this the Shabbos, have a kovitz. Till this the tume lo yavikovitz. Vihoche, till this the Ezekiel, my. Mi amrin on tildes kayitzbe, lo ishnav, lo ishnetolde, in hizik meshalei, oi dil meloi. That's a very strange pshat. So the bay of the Gemara is, it could, whether toldes, in hizikin, is kayitzbe, lo ikayitzbe. If it's kayitzbe, then for tolde is also chay, for the gife is chay. And just as it's chay for the gife. But if it's in lav kayitzbe, so for Tolde is not higher. If for Tolde is not higher, so why is it called Tolde? What is it? So what significance does it have? There is a lot of Tolde. And Gemara has the kashe, whether to the same Kayitzeben or Zilakit. So we got it to me, even though we say to the same Lav Kayitzeben. So there is enough to mean it. Because, and now Batume is mitame not only Odom became, but is mitame even echon the mashkin, and we told the satume a rishi is only mitame, so he is only mitame echon the mashkin, but Odom became is not mitame, so it has significance. But Ligabi told us of Nizikin according to Rashi's pshat. So what does it mean to the same lach haitzeden? That for tolde is not mechayev. If for tolde is not mechayev, so why is it called tolde? What is it? Just an honorary title? Tolde. If he's not chayev, so it's not a tolde. I mean, it's very strange. Now, Chidushi Agris raises that kashi against Rashi, and then he mentions the Rif's pshat, and he gives an explanation. He explains at great length the Rif's pshat, but on Rashi, he doesn't say anything on Rashi. Now, what's the pshat in Rashi? I think that I'll soon see you how the Rif explains. I think that the Pshat in Rashi is in line with what we said, that what Reb Chaim said, that Yishmerenu implies two things. First of all, Yishmerenu implies a chiyuv tashmumi. If somebody has an axe and he doesn't watch the axe and the axe goes, so the owner is a chiyuv to pay. Chiyuv to pay, head damages, full damages, but he has to pay. And then it also implies a ma'isaveira for Yishmerenu. In my saber, a nisa of being negligent. Of being negligent. Now, there are certain nizokim who are potter of tashlum. Let's say, gomer nizokim, odom amazik, mishase kalbi shachavira b'chavira. He's potter miliodom. But that doesn't mean that he's not either a my saber. Which my saber is a ivir do yishmerenu. And we said that according to the Rambam, if somebody is negligent, so then he's considered as a gomer nizokim. Even though he is completely passive, let's say he had an axe and he didn't exercise care over the axe, so then he's considered, as far as the Maisaveira is concerned, he's considered like a Gerem Bizokim. That's Muhaf on Moshe Naramba. She also lehazikul shalom mashi izik afilu likle manezek osteh. Afilu likle manezek osteh. So Yishmerenu implies two things. Number one, echiv tashlumi. Number two, a Maisaveira. And in Aveira, if he refrains from watching his money. So in Mele, this is what Rashi means. My, Boche told the Nizoki, my, me am going to tell this guy here today, Loishna, Loishna told the, in his Iknishale, or in So the Mele, like I said, he's not mechuyev to pay. So what's the significance of the halacha of Tolmei? In other words, in my Zaveo it is, he's an avayet. But Bitashlumin is not chayev, so it's like Omed in Zok Mod Mamad. He's an avayet, but Bitashlumin, he is potter. This is the Pshat Rash. Now let's see how. I think that's the plain Pshat Rash. Let's see how the Rif explains it. Now the Kiddushi Adviz explains the Rif very well with the Arichas. But let's see the Lashon of the Rif. Midiktono besmich al diketoldes till we say in Kayetze den Lord Peirush give the Kayo and Nedek Sholem Omeinu and the Chotzi Nedek Nosef Umueshi is if you shall Nedek Sholem in Aliyah Vitam you shall Nedek Sholem in Chotzi Nedek Ligut. Now the old Nizikin accept Sheotam, so they pay in Aliyah. In Aliyah means from his essence the Nizik can collect from the essence of the Mazik Migufe Tam Sheotam Vichotze is Kaspe, so the Torah says. So that means he can only, he's only mechuyev to pay migufi. What do you mean migufi? If Reuven Sheya, a Sheya Tav, was mad gold, Shimon Sheya, so then, and let's say the damage is $100. So, and Reuven Sheya is worth $100, so then, Shimon can take Reuven Sheya, Migufe. Suppose Reuven Sheya is worth, when it is sold, it is worth $200, and Reuven Sheya got Shimon Sheya, and the damage is $100, and Reuven Sheya is worth $200, so Reuven Sheya is sold, the Sheya Mazik is sold. So the Ikea, the one who buys Reuven Sheya, so he gives, he pays for it $200. So $100 is given to the mazik, to the owner of the mazik, and $100 is given to the nizik. So that means migufe. But suppose Reuven Sheya Tam was mazik Shimon Sheya. The damage is $100, and then all of a sudden Reuven, something happens to Reuven Sheya, he dies, it's not worth anything. So then he cannot collect. He can only collect migufe. So that's the halacha. So, kivi dikayim nedek sholem omeinu, dichotzi nedek nosuf, umuechi is if mishalim nedek sholem in aliyah, from his essence, from his general essence. Vitam mishalim chotzi nedek migufe. Bino lemeida, hane toves, da hane oves, dikayetze beminu, dichol miuet minayi tuto, tolode dilei kavose, umishalim nedek sholem in aliyah, vitam tolode dilei kavose, umishalim chotzi nedek migufe, oi dilmo, til disayam rav kayetze beminu. The asikne cool until we say in Kalyitzbe. Bar we told the rego. Oh my dear, Chotzinezek is cool until we say in Yerlo. So we shall know Chotzinezek. But my father told the rego, we shall in Aliyo. We will pay three. We will choose a rab. Oh my Aliyo, we will let you host. Oh, he can collect not just from the inferior assets, but even from the best, from the most superior assets of the master. So the Rif explains it to the same Kayitzel, to the same Kayitzel, not as Rashi explains. Rashi explains it in the sense, if we say to the same Kayitzel, then for the Tolde is higher. If we say to the same Lav Kayitzel, then so he's put at the pen. So why is it called the Tolde? So it's called the Tolde because it involves the Maisavere, the Rif Shmire, the Maisavere of not watching it. But Rif says no, of course. It goes without saying, since it's called Itolde. So not only does it imply that it involves the same Aisa Veire of not watching it, but it also implies, it necessarily implies an account of the fact that it's Itolde of a certain mazik that is mechuyev to pay. But every specific mazik has its own peculiarities. For example, Shem Regel has its own peculiarity. What's the peculiarity of Shem Regel? It's part of the Shesarab. Beya has its unique quality, characteristic. In other words, it's part of Angelic. Age has its unique characteristic that is potter of Tom. Is potter of Tom. So Sheir Tam has the two peculiarities. First of all, the owner pays only half damages, and the other unique quality of Sheir Tam is that the owner pays only in the good faith, not the aliyah. You cannot collect from his general assets or the master. So accordingly, it goes without saying that since a certain mazik is called telode, so mimele it is highly dashlumi. Otherwise it wouldn't even be called telode. But the shaila is, do we say to the same kayetzeder? So if anything is a telode of let's say of shen regel, so mimele it will have all the peculiar qualities of shen regel. What's the peculiarity of Shem Regel? Potom Shisarabi. So the Tolga of Shem Regel is also Potom Shisarabi. If the Tolga of Kelim is Potom Kelim, the Tolga of Beir is Potom Kelim, and the Tolga of Beish is Potom Tolga. Or, to the same love guy it's there, even though it's a Tolga of a certain specific Mazik, but it does not possess the peculiarities of the specific Mazik. That's the bottom. So the Gemara says, what's the maskone? Maskone is the generally speaking into the same kayetzeder. So told the Karen have the same chil as the other Karen and all the peculiarities of Karen. And told the Obeya has the peculiarities of Beya, it's Potran Kelim. Told the Obeish has the peculiarities of Beish, that is Tom is Potapotom. But there is one exception. Shrues is a Tolga of Shem Regel, so that does not have the peculiar, so it has the peculiarity of Shem Regel to the Shesarabi, but whereas Shem Regel is Chayiv Nezik Sholem, so Shrues is only Chayiv Chotzimim. So the Shaila, whether Kayitzim or Lav Kayitzim, is not whether it's Chayiv Tashim. One second, please. Is not whether it's Chayav Tashlumim or not. No, of course it's Chayav Tashlumim, otherwise it wouldn't even be called Toldes. But the Shaila is whether it has all the incidents, all the characteristics of the specific Mazik or not. What is it?
If
Eish,
for example, is Potter Tumble, so it wouldn't be
told of a
Shirley
Potter Tumble? Potter, told of what?
Eish, okay. Eish is Potter Tumble, right? So isn't it Potter that
not portrait, that's the buy of the Gemara.
So why would they think about it?
Why? I mean, you see, well, there it's Tzrures, it doesn't make any difference. You see, Tzrures is a told of Shem Regel, and still, it's higher on Chotzen Ezek. It's not, so it's not such a double portion. Monev Shachim is a told of Shem Regel. Shem Regel is higher whole damages, so Tzrures should also be higher whole damages. No, so we have Allah HaMashim and Sinai. It's not the question of Tzrures here. The question is, what did the Torah say? Of course, we said, "Asvore." Why should we be mechalek? But the question is, what did the Torah say? All right. Now, this is the pshat of the Rebbe. Now, the Volvo is a marich and that piece. So now he mentions the Rosh. Now, the Gemara Davon deduces certain maziki from two maziki that the Torah mentions. For example, the Torah mentions Keren, Shem Regel, Eish, Beir, Odom. Now, so the Torah doesn't explicitly mention the mazik of Avonei Sakhtimei Yumasoi Sheinichon Gresh Gage V'inoflu Beruach Mitzuyo V'iziku Bosa Dinay. Somebody deposited an ebony stone on top of the roof. And then an ordinary wind threw down the stone, and that stone injured someone. So then it's a told of it. But suppose now, Avonei Sakhtimei Yumasoi, Sheinichon Gresh Rabbi, he deposited the left, he stone in the street, and then a person walked, or a shale walked, and tripped, and got injured. So the law is that he has to pay. That's a told of it. But suppose somebody deposits Avonei Sakhtimei Yumasoi, then the heaven falls. Masik is not mentioned. It's not even a Tolde, a direct Tolde of Beir Orovich, but it's deduced through a Matzav from Eish Enver, because it really, it has certain aspects. The damage is caused to a certain extent in the same way as the damage caused by Eish. Because how is the damage caused by Eish? The Kehacher cooperates with the person, and then damage is caused. The person left a stone on the roof. Then the Kehacher, the wind, blows it down, is mazik. Here too, he deposited a stone on the roof. Then the wind threw it down, but it didn't do the damage in the course of its motion. It fell to the ground, the street, and then half an hour later, a person or an ox tripped over. So the Gemara deduces it to a matzah from Beir Endage. So he's also coming. And that's the pshat of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, Hasala Shomer Sheben, Shetal Kol Hazik Shemosan Alech, Ukshihidi Kalamad Shalom Ezmi Tavoret. What is it, Marbe, that Hasala Shomer? Avone Sakini Masoy, Shinir Kol Rishtanu, Yofu, Liziku Gosan Alech. So it's deduced to a matzah from ancient. So the Rosh mentions today, what's the aloha? What's the status of that mazik of Avonei Sakini Masoi Sheyichad Rishdagi Vinoflo Beruach Mitzuyo Veyiziku Riposa Dunayah? So Yesh Nagdeirim Shepiyoshu, that it has all the kules. It has all the kules of both mazik, since it's deduced from Eish and Beir. Now Eish has its kule. What's the kule of Eish? Eish is potranton. Beir has its kule. It's potranton. Mm-hmm. Now Beir is chayvanton. Eish is chayvanton. So Yesh min adeirim she'omru, that since Avonei Sakini u'Masoi she'yichom erezgaga v'noflu v'yiziku l'ubosa v'nayche is deduced from the two mazikim Eish and Beir, so mele it has the kule of both. So it will be poter on Tomun, and it will be poter on Kirimos. The Rosh is right. And the Rosh says, even though it's reduced from ancient Beir, but once it is reduced, so it has the status of Beir. Because essentially, of course, we have to resort to both Chiyuvi. If the Torah had not mentioned Eish, the Chiyuv for Eish, I wouldn't know that Avon Sakim Masoi Shinich Nosh Dagi will not look because
Shir Dalad in Baba Kama continued. You Dalad Elohei Tov Shemem.